With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Southern California firefighters gaining a lot of ground now on a wildfire that has ravaged more than 130 homes. Light winds and favorable conditions expected for the next several days, and that will help firefighters. Meanwhile, one person has been killed battling a blaze on the East Coast.
A New York Parks employee dies fighting one of several wildfires in the New Jersey, New York area amid dry conditions that have prompted air quality warnings. Police say they're investigating the death of 18-year-old Dariel Vasquez, a Parks and Recreation aide killed Saturday in the Jennings Creek wildfire. Meanwhile, health advisories are out for both states for unhealthy air due to smoke from the fires. And in Ocean County, New Jersey, prosecutors charged a man with arson for allegedly starting a Jackson Township wildfire after magnesium shards from his shotgun ignited combustibles. The firing of this type of ammunition is prohibited. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, setback on the ceasefire talks in the Middle East.
Qatar says it has suspended its key mediation efforts between Hamas and Israel. The announcement comes after growing frustration with the lack of progress on a ceasefire deal for Gaza. But one official said that Qatar is highly likely to return to the efforts if both sides show serious political willingness to reach a deal. It's not immediately clear whether the remaining Hamas leadership hosted by Qatar must leave. A U.S. official says the Biden administration informed Qatar 2 weeks ago that the continued operation of the Hamas office in Doha was no longer useful. I'm Karen Shamas.
A council created to reestablish democratic order in Haiti has signed a decree firing the country's interim prime minister, Gary Conille. He's been replaced with Ali Dir Fayema. He's a former businessman. And this is SRN News. A reprieve for a Christian homeless shelter.
The Union Gospel Mission in Yakima, Washington will not be penalized for hiring only Christians while it battles the state in court. Government officials in Washington say the shelter is violating anti-discrimination statutes by refusing to hire non-believers and was prepared to start applying sanctions when a federal court stepped in. Alliance Defending Freedom is defending the mission, and spokesman Ryan Tucker says religious freedom is clearly at stake in the case. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report from International Christian Concern finds 7 of the 11 nations in Southeast Asia actively persecute believers. Report indicates the governments of Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Myanmar, and Vietnam either actively persecute Christians, or in many cases they will simply turn a blind eye to attacks on them by the local population. This is SRN News. Wall Street returns to work this week on the heels of a powerful election week rally ignited by the prospect of the second Trump presidency.
Mr. Trump's pending return to the White House has investors anticipating lower taxes and deregulation. The market also welcomed the convincing nature of the Trump victory, putting to rest fears of a long, drawn-out process before the race was finally settled. The Dow and the S&P gained more than 4.5% on the week, while the Nasdaq advanced almost 6%. For the Dow and the S&P, last week brought the largest single-day percentage gain in 2 years. Rich Thomason reporting.
And Mr. Trump has tapped Susie Wiles to be his White House chief of staff. She will be the first woman to hold that job. She is also the daughter of the late NFL player and broadcaster Pat Summerall. More details at SRNnews.com.